The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, good afternoon to you. Good news coming out of Israel, so it seems.
Good news. Lots of good news coming out of Israel. I think everybody's curious to know what the lifting of restrictions look like after the Prime Minister spoke last night. So just to give a little bit of background, Prime Minister Netanyahu is, along with the Health Ministry and the Finance Ministry, shared their exit strategy with the public last night. But before we look at what was said, let's take a look at today's COVID statistics. And again, they're looking good. And this is key to why we are starting to lift these restrictions. And just about half an hour ago, the Health Minister saying that we could lift all restrictions as early as six weeks time or by the end of the month. I think that's maybe getting a little ahead of himself. Let's first see how our numbers hold, because we have certain metrics that we have to, keep in line with. So from the start of the pandemic, we have had 16,248, confirmed cases. We have had 237 deaths, but here are these very, very, very key numbers as to why we are holding where we are holding. We have 5,808 people currently infected, but almost doubling is the amount of people recovered at 10,223, 89 serious and 68 on ventilators. Now, why these numbers are so important is because the metrics that determine, you know, whether or not we continue lifting restrictions or go back to restrictions and possibly a lockdown is because they're determined on whether or not we keep infections below 100 per day, below new cases doubling every 10 days and below serious cases or serious cases being below 250. So these are the metrics by which we are successful. And again, Prime Minister Netanyahu stressed that the reason that Israel has been successful, apart from taking proactive measures very, very, very early on, is because we've kept social distancing, because we've kept hygiene laws, and because we are adhering, apart from some numpties in Tel Aviv this past weekend, to wearing masks and keeping social distancing. These are the mechanisms that are working, guys, really, because this is what's helping us. So let's take a look at some of the restrictions that have been lifted. Very importantly, we are now allowed to go out and exercise wherever we want to. So if we want to take that walk along the Tayelet in Tel Aviv, we are welcome to do so as long as we wear our masks and keep a safe social distance and not forget to use the alcohol and washing of the hands. The Kotel has been opened up to people coming to pray and has been divided into areas where no more than 19 people in each cordoned area can pray. We are hoping to open up malls and open air markets on Thursday. And I was at the mall earlier today to go to the super farm. And I must say, I was so heartened to, first of all, it was verstunken of the disinfectant, which is a good thing. But I was very heartened to see that even though the shops are closed, there are staff inside preparing it. There are stickers all over the floors reminding people of safe social distancing, the criteria to enter, the taking of temperatures, the checking of spacing is being implemented. So all these measures are being put into place. I mean, we had to endure Prime Minister Netanyahu telling us about his shopping at Machane Yehuda and tasting pickles. Okay, maybe more than we needed to know while we are lifting our restrictions. Also, we are now allowed up to 19 people at a Brit Mila. Somebody said, does that include Mohel and baby? But I don't know those details.
The stats are remarkable, Rolien. Absolutely remarkable to the extent that I read.
The stats are remarkable. And this is why we are starting to open up. We are going to lift more and more the amount of guests at a wedding, at a function. We are hoping schools will all be back by the 10th of May, yesterday or this week since Sunday, schools grades 1, 2, 3 and 11 to 12 have started to go back. Also, we have to take into account the tremendous psychological toll that this has taken on our students and on our teachers. And we're hoping to see that return. We're hoping to see a lot of companies return back to an office situation, but again, with keeping with the social distancing, the taking of temperatures, etc., etc. Having said this, there are still areas that are under strict lockdown. Neighborhoods within Jerusalem, parts of Beit Shemesh, and the government today forgetting to lock down a Bedouin village. They're going to have to go back and lock that down because of high infection rates.
Rolene Marks, you keep lighting the way, and hopefully we will follow. That is such wonderful, positive news for those of us behind you. Let's move on to politics. Let's talk about the case before your Supreme Court deciding whether the coalition deal can go ahead or not. What's the updates there?
So we have a few updates. I mean, today the High Court made it known that there was some concerns. They were very concerned with the extending of the Norwegian law that was put forward by the Blue and White. Now, the Norwegian law, as we discussed yesterday, is that mechanism that allows for a sitting member of a particular ministry, say it's the Minister of Defence, and he decides that he wants to step out of that role, and the Norwegian law would allow for the next person on the list of that party to come in. Now, the Blue and White wanted to drill down the list, basically, to two, three, four, maybe people down the list, but the Supreme Court said no, the Norwegian law will stay as is. Also, the judges were concerned about the clause within the unity deal that discusses that any non-corona related legislation would be frozen for 6 months. Now, we still have to get the economy going. We still have to have budgets passed. We still have to get the various ministries. I know the education ministry is waiting for budget. Various other ministries are waiting for budget. That still has to happen. And they said they were not okay with any other legislation being frozen. So that will be amended. And also to be amended is the Blue and White have agreed to push the swearing-in ceremony for the new government in coalition with Likud until next week. So it looks like there's compromises being made. It looks like with any negotiation that, you know, you put forward your high hopes, but you have to expect that they might be drilled back a little bit. And we're expecting that the High Court of Justice will give its ruling by Thursday.
Moving on to another exciting story coming out of Israel. Apparently there's been a major coronavirus antibody breakthrough.
Okay, I'm glad you said antibody breakthrough, because I've had a lot of very excited people messaging me today saying, yay, Israel has the cure to coronavirus. We don't have the cure to coronavirus. What we do have is a very, very significant breakthrough. And this has been announced by the Israel Institute for Biological Research and the Defense Ministry. What has been found is a marker or an antibody that attacks the virus and can neutralize it. So while this is not the cure, it's not the vaccine, we're still, you know, working on the vaccine. I think every country is working on the vaccine, but what we've managed to do is isolate a key antibody that can neutralize the virus. It still has to be tested. We still have to see if it can be mass produced and sent all around the world, but it is a significant step forward, something that, of course, we are extremely proud of, that it has come from Israel. But again, people, I really need to stress, this is not the cure to coronavirus. It's just a very, very significant breakthrough.
Rolene, in the minute or so that's left, the Times of Israel reporting that Israel has been quite active in Syria against the Iranian forces. Anything to tell us about that?
We still have to remember that while we are fighting coronavirus, and it's a global fight, we still have to remember that Israel faces enemies within the region. We still have a threat by Iran. We still have issues to deal with our immediate neighbors. And we still have a mission that if there is an encroachment on Israeli territory or a threat to Israel, that threat does have to be neutralized by the Israeli army. So can we give it up for our army and our air force, our security personnel, and of course all our medical personnel who are just jointly working round the clock, whether it's fighting viruses or fighting threats of other kinds, just doing what they need to do to make sure that we are in the position that we are today.
That's where we leave it, Rolene Marks. Thank you as always.
It is my pleasure. I cannot wait to chat to you tomorrow.